This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, Roger, on Fridays, we put all the topics from the week that was back on the table. We take calls the last hour of the show.
Kind of summing up, as it were.
Yeah, absolutely. Giving folks a chance to weigh in. Mm-hmm. Jay from Greenville is on the line. Hey, Jay.
Hey, Jara. How are you?
Good.
Hey, yeah, I was listening to the discussion on the man pads that you were talking about. I flew fighters in the Air Force for a long time, and those man pads, when you use that terminology, I think a lot of people think surface-to-air missiles. They think big tracked vehicles with big missiles. These would not be that. If they are in the country, they would be, seems like they'd be difficult to get in the country, but they're already here, and we haven't found them. They would be, I mean, you could throw them in the back of a 4Runner and move them around wherever you want to.
Oh, man.
Pretty much undetectable. So I think that the threat of something like that is something that we should take very seriously. I'm sure people are, but I think the American public should recognize that that is something that we have very little, especially in if it's not near like a military base or somewhere with really high security anyways. That could be vulnerable even to just like a civilian aircraft. I mean, I know you could go to GSP and park something, and airliner, commercial airliners would have no defenses against something like that.
It says, and I'm not an expert like you are on it. I mean, when you say, you know, missiles, man pads, those are lightweight, obviously, you know, the shoulder-fired surface-to-air missiles. I'm just reading on Google. Mm-hmm. Typically 4 to 6 feet long and weighing around 40 pounds, and there's a photo there. And you are, of course, referring to, you know, two sources. Look, I don't know if it's true. We have one from the Defense and Intelligence Agency, and the other one is a investigative reporter with the Wall Street Journal, Josh Dawsey. And they are covering this period where Trump was almost assassinated, kind of after Butler, and there these missiles were in the country. They couldn't find them. We do not know if they have since found them or not. But it's very interesting given the threats Iran has made this week. And it was supposedly Iran that brought them into the country. And when you said, you know, you don't think they could get them into the country, they might have that. I mean, they may have trouble now. The border really is secure under Trump, but under Joe Biden, I mean, we had 2 million gotaways. The border was wide open, you know?
That's a really good point. Yeah, that's a really good point. And the systems that operate these man pads are not active, if you will. So think if, you know, you've got a radar detector in your car, you're trying to avoid police. These don't operate off of any kind of emittance, so there's no radar attached to them. They are all passive systems. They detect infrared signatures, and that's how they target their targets in the air. And like I said, a fighter Air Force, you know, with flares and systems and maneuvering capabilities to avoid such missiles, still a big threat, but not impossible. A commercial airliner or something like that would be completely defenseless.
That is, it's really frightening. I didn't make much of it earlier this week when it was the Defense Intelligence Agent, which is the intel agency of the Pentagon, you know, basically for the military. Sean Ryan having him on, but then when you have the Wall Street Journalist, who's just put out his book saying the same thing, that was the big threat. That's why you saw Trump using decoy planes, because the Iranians had gotten the missile in here. They were actively hunting it, and you know, they don't know if they got it or not.
and this is why I think, you know, when people are all up in arms about the attacks on Iran, it just doesn't hold any water or make any sense. Our response would fit anything you would normally classify under a just war theory ethic. It was purely defensive. We didn't target civilians or even really any kind of military personnel, even though I think that might have been justified as well, depending on the context. But our attack was so limited, and it served a purpose of defending not only the national security interests of our allies, but the national security interests of the United States as well. When you have a country that consistently advocates for the removal of the United States from the planet, it's kind of hard. You're hard pressed not to act when you see real threats like the prospect of nuclear weapons show up.
And that was a precisely surgical attack, too.
Absolutely. Now we're seeing, and I don't know if you caught this part, Jay, when you were hanging on the line, these Iranian kill teams are not just here. They are going after right-wing and populist parties in Europe, including this assassination attempt. Alejo Vidal Quadras, who is a leader in the right-wing populist party there, they attempted to assassinate him. So this is worldwide, these Iranian kill teams are operating now.
Yeah, and I would say that, you know, just having served in the military, you know, there, you certainly have different people of different political persuasions, but one thing that you recognize really quickly is how universal this is. They may be targeting Republicans and right-wingers today, but there's no reason to think that there couldn't be some cause or justification in the future to go after the other side of the political equation. And nobody wants that. Nobody wants that. I mean, you see too much, and this is why we would call Iran an irrational actor and put them on the level with something like North Korea, is like you don't know how they're going to respond to certain causes or certain things they see. You were talking about the fatwa earlier, and it's things like that that should really frighten the American public, no matter what your political allegiances are. Certainly, I think one side is correct and the other is not, but if that makes no difference when it comes to actual lives being in danger.
Well said. And, you know, again, this is the third fatwa, not the first. The first was by the Khomeini on Twitter last fall. I made a huge deal about it because it was a game changer in terms of the calculus, I think, for having to go to war with Iran, take out the leadership. I believe we should take out the leadership. I think they are an absolute existential threat to our and Trump's survival.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Joan is on the line. We're going to try to get a quick call from her. She's calling from Spartanburg on Epstein. Hey, Joan.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. So I have a theory. So hang with me for a second.
Okay.
So the Biden crime family, they were motivated by money. China and other people gave them money, and the Biden did political favors for them. That's what motivated them. So with Epstein, I think he was an asset for our government, and the currency that he was able to trade in to get people to do what our government or whoever he was working for to do was children. With the advent of the internet and investigative journalism and Ghislaine going to Maxwell going to jail and Epstein going to jail, they can't recruit girls from high schools anymore, but they still need children. And I think that's where all these undocumented children coming over the border plays into this, because now nobody's looking for these girls. There's never going to be a trial for any of these kids because nobody even knows who they are. So I don't think they're blackmailing people. I think they're dealing in the currency of children to get favors or whatever done. And sadly, I think our government is complicit in that. And that's suddenly why Donald Trump and Pam Bondi are not releasing, maybe that you want to call it a client list. Well, we certainly have videos that they say are too graphic to release that have people in them abusing children. So maybe something, whatever you want to call it, they know who these people are. And I really think that's why we're missing a couple of 100,000 children that have come across the border. And the others are just collateral damage.
But let me stop for a sec. Okay, let's go back to the children first, and we'll get to Epstein and Trump and Bondi in a minute. When you say that's why, you know, with Ghislaine Maxwell in prison and Epstein's dead, that's why they need the 300,000 children, who is they?
I would say whatever organization or group that Epstein and Maxwell were working for, once they went to prison, their source of, you know, children dried up.
Okay.
And if that's your game, it's been working to get people to do favors for you, and that's the currency that motivates them, you got to find another supply.
I have in the back of my mind suspected that as well. That is where my mind has gone as well too, Joan. So I guess second question for you, on the Epstein part of it, tell me why then you think that Trump and Bond, do you think they're protecting the pedophiles and or why? Just elaborate a little bit on that part for me.
I feel like probably somebody in the intel community is saying, we've used this to advance, the American agenda and get people to do things all over the world that they wouldn't otherwise do. And this program is too important to give up because, like what we were doing through USAID and the regime change, we're using this to get a lot of our things done around the world. And the American public would just absolutely flip out if they knew that we had used children to accomplish what we view as this greater good. I had a friend that her uncle was in the Joint Chiefs of Staff when JFK was killed, and he would never elaborate, but he would just say the American people are not ready to know who killed their president, and he was afraid to talk because he didn't want to lose his pension. He's dead now, but I think it was that kind of thing that now we find out that our intel community knew a lot more than they were talking about. And so I think somehow this is some sort of black ops operation with the government. And they need a source of untraceable children. So there's no more Virginia. I always say her name wrong. Was it Garfale or something like that? So there's no more girls like that can cause a fuss. So if nobody knows who they are and they just dispose of them, then there's no more embarrassing court dates. There's no more need to give those sweetheart deals like Epstein got under the first Trump administration with that. I can't think of his name, but he had to resign because he had given Epstein
sweetheart
a deal.
Too.
And then all of the people that were supposedly connected got immunity because Epstein did a little time in the county jail.
Yes, I know who you're talking about. And I got to unfortunately hit a break. Thank you so much, Joan, both for listening and for calling. If you would like to weigh in on any of the topics of the week, 800-905-0989. It's the same as the text line. You can also find it on our website, 989WRD.com. 800-905-0989 is the call-in line. All of the topics of the week are back on the table.
Man, that was downright goosebumpy, some of those scenarios she was holding out.
I know. And but tell me, Roger, I mean, honestly, has your mind gone to those places this week?
You know, just a wonder. You remember Bill O'Reilly, of course.
Yeah.
And he said in March, or, you know, it was early in the year, that the president, he'd spoken, he said, I talked man-to-man, eye-to-eye with the president, referring to Donald Trump, and that he says the files could, in his words, destroy innocent people.
And Trump, I actually have Trump on tape saying that. I'm gonna play that coming back because I meant to play that more this week. I think I played it briefly once. It's important. Yeah. I'll play it coming up. And then I'd love to hear from you. Any topics from the week are back on the table for the rest of the hour. That's what we do on Friday now. 800-905-0989.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.